If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Nice to have you all aboard as we get ready for a holiday weekend. Before I introduce my first guest, just want to reach out and say be careful, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Just enjoy it with family or friends. And stay away from the friction and the stress that we all have every single day. Just one more quick announcement. Next Friday, I will have on for a good part of the show Fox News Channel's Eric Bolling and his new book, Cleaning the Swamp. I don't think you want to miss it, especially if you heard my last interview with him. And otherwise, have a great fourth, but we're beginning the show, not ending it. So let me introduce our guest here, our opening guest. A fascinating book has been written, and that's why we're going to give it a little time here today, by Alton B. Harris and Andrea S. Kramer. It is called Breaking Through: Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed in Work. It is published by BiblioMotion. And Alton is joining us this morning. This is a married couple, former law partners, experts in the respective fields of law. I just wish I could talk this morning. And adjunct professors at Northwestern University School of Law. Their resume is really quite extensive, but I'm going to move right on to the book because I think this message has to get out. You want me to call you Alton or Al?
Well, whichever is easier for you. I answer to both.
All right. Alton, this is a book that's really, really important. I've got two daughters. I've got one granddaughter and another one coming. So I understand the perspective you're coming from, and I've seen what you talk about in this book play out as a reality.
Well, it is a major problem. We see that women are now succeeding in the world of education. They're graduating from college, universities in proportions higher than men. But once they get into the business world, once they get into careers, we see them dropping out, dropping back, and we see that men are succeeding in far greater numbers than the women. And this book is all about why that's happening.
Is this sector related? Is this vocation related, or is it right across the board?
Well, it's certainly worse in some sectors than others. If we look at technology, for example, Silicon Valley, it's probably much worse. If we look at careers like manufacturing, large-scale operations like automobiles, it's better. But it happens across the board.
First of all, let me ask you, do you see any progress? Are we making progress? I'm not sure we're seeing it, and I can talk about this firsthand, but the show isn't about me, neither is the book. But women do not get equal pay. You can talk about the presidential administrations and Obama and Hillary, even before she tried to get in there, 73 cents on the dollar. I don't see it as an equitable position, and I truly, having a family of women here, having extensive business experience hiring a lot of women, I absolutely see them as equals, and I always chose a woman over a man if they were equal in terms of work.
Well, good for you. We saw an enormous amount of progress between the middle 60s and the late 90s. But since the 90s, we're really stalled. We haven't seen any progress in getting women into the C-suite. We haven't seen any progress in getting women in onto corporate boards. And we certainly haven't seen any progress in getting women into CEO positions since the end of the 90s. So we are sort of stalled. Something's happened.
Well, I was going to ask you, why do you think that happened?
Well, there's been a conservative with a small c. I don't mean that politically, but I do mean it culturally. A conservative reaction to the fact that women have tried to move out of their traditional roles in the home. And I think a large segment of our society, both men and women, want women to assume their traditional places. They want them to be at home, cooking meals, raising children, and they don't want them in careers. So the attitudes have hardened in terms of the stereotypes and biases that are working against women as leaders, as important figures in advancing business or the professions, law, medicine, engineering. There are important forces that just simply think that those are inappropriate roles for women to play.
Is this discrimination that we see out there, and it's not with every man, is this kind of the preset ingrained? Or do you think most men may come in with a neutral attitude, and by certain actions, and we'll get into this in another segment, certain actions, certain behaviors, certain dress, changes that immediately, or is it, it's kind of preordained?
Well, I don't think it's preordained, but if we think about men and women, by the time we're 7 to 10, we have pretty hardwired stereotypes about what's appropriate for boys, what's appropriate for girls. We have a very definite sense of how boys are supposed to behave, how girls are supposed to behave. Boys are rough and tumble. They're leaders. They're aggressive. They are independent. They're unemotional. Girls are expected to be caring and thoughtful and pretty and modest, and they don't get their dresses dirty. And so by the time we come out of our preteen, we're pretty much set as to our expectations of the way in which gender is going to define our attitudes, our characteristics, our behavior. And those preconceptions, those stereotypes, carry right through into our post-college, our career attitudes towards one another.
The book, it's really put together beautifully. It's divided into four parts. Can you just give us, before we go to a break here, a synopsis of the four parts?
Well, the four parts are, what we talk about is the problem, that is, what is the gender achievement gap? Then we talk about the importance of conversations with yourself, that is, how you've got to deal with yourself and your attitude. Then we talk about the conversations you've got to have with others. When I say you, the book is addressed to women, but it's certainly applicable to men as well. And then finally, we talk about your career and the rest of your life, how you're going to put together your career and your other responsibilities, maybe to your spouse, maybe to your partner, maybe to your family, maybe just to yourself in terms of your other expectations as to what you want to accomplish with yourself and your own fulfillment.
Now, did you, and obviously the book is co-written with your wife, Andrea, was there any particular incidents that were related in your personal life that were either served as a learning experience or even a rift that you had? Is there anything worth mentioning here? And which gave you, obviously, the information for the basis of the book. We all in some way, take our personal lives and interject it into what we do every day.
Absolutely. Well, we, apart from being married for a great number of years, we do, in fact, have a daughter who's now in medical school. And I would say that the defining moment, the moment that crystallized our certainty that we wanted to do this, was a recognition that we were seeing that she was not being given the opportunities that her male counterparts were.
All right, we're going to take a break. And on that note, let me just leave it here. I'm with you 100% on that. I have the same experience. We're going to take a break and come back with Alton B. Harris, co-author of this very helpful book, Breaking Through Bias.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
Strobe lights beam. Creates dreams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Francisco.
All right, we return. Laurie, I got to this opening music. We are back right now with Alton P. Harris, co-author with his wife, Andrea S. Kramer. The name of the book is Breaking Through Bias, Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. It's published by Bibliomotion. It affects everyone. You know, there are certain things that affect everyone. If you're a father, if you're a husband, if you're a mother, if you're a friend, we all see the pain of some of the obstacles that females have to go through, and there are obviously exceptions to everything. So, Alton, in part, you discussed the problem in the opening segment. How about some of the solutions? You know, I project in the characteristic projection, inherits projection of your own emotions into someone else. And I always think what it would like, no, I don't have any fantasies. I always think what it would like to be a woman in today's world, you know, say an attractive woman. There are a lot of things to overcome that men don't even have to deal with. So let's start perhaps with some solutions that you can bring forth and talk about them, like dress, appearance, behavior.
Well, I think, Stu, you're right on point when you talk about dress, appearance, behavior. All of those are communication techniques. The way we dress, the way we appear, the way we behave are all part of what we communicate about ourselves. And what we point out in the book is that women face what we call the Goldilocks dilemma. By that we mean that there is a double bind that women find themselves in. If they are too communal, by which the social scientists mean if they are too female-like, too modest, too agreeable, too pleasant, too soft, too relationship-oriented, they are liked, but they are not viewed as potential leaders, as successful entrepreneurs or successful business people or successful professionals. On the other hand, if they behave too agentically, that is, too much like an aggressive man, too assertive, too dominant, too decisive, too independent, too unemotional, they are viewed as potentially leaders, but not as likable, not as someone you want to be around. So that either end of that spectrum puts women in a box. They are either dismissed as not competent, or they are shunned as not being pleasant. And so what we try to talk about is the fact that women have to provide a combination of those qualities. They need to be able to combine them in ways that dispel the notion that they are not competent without getting in people's faces in a way that makes them unpleasant. So we call that, in the Goldilocks scenario, getting it just right. And we think that women, by their behavior, by their communication, can in fact learn how to get it just right, to dial it up or dial it down, to project a sense of competence and confidence without also projecting a sense of aggressiveness or bossiness or, let's face it, what people regard as bitchiness.
Let me give you an example of the interaction of a male and female in business and how it should be handled. I happen to know a neurologist at one of the major hospitals. She's brilliant. She's beautiful, and she's looking to promote herself. And as a matter of fact, she has on the Today Show. And she helped me out with a little favor once, and so I said, you know, let's go to lunch. So I took her to lunch. Of course, it was a little uncomfortable. They put us in a private room. I guess they thought it was something that it wasn't. And I was telling her, basically, use what you have, but you don't have to flaunt it. For example, and no, I'm not coming on to you, but you're beautiful. Use that in terms of optics in order to move forward, because it'll help your career. That's just the way society is, and I'm a pragmatist. I'm a realist. On the other hand, how does a male handle a situation? You can't do what you used to do, you know, a kiss, a hug. You're in trouble, whatever you do in this miserable, politically correct society. There are balances. Do you have specific rules on how to handle situations like this?
Absolutely. And in fact, what we talk about and we've written about is the so-called Mike Pence rule. You know, the vice president has come out publicly and said he won't ever have lunch alone with a woman who's not his wife.
Like Billy Graham did years ago, the wonderful Billy Graham.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because of that, women are seriously disadvantaged, because in business, if they aren't able to connect one-on-one with senior men, but those senior men are able to connect one-on-one with the junior men are going to be advantaged over the women by virtue of the fact that they will get those networking opportunities, those inside tips, that valuable informal information. So that we've got to get over this uncomfortableness with one-on-one interactions between men and women. And you're absolutely right. We've got an overly PC environment at the moment that makes that appear that there's something inappropriate when a man sponsors a woman, when a man stands up for a woman, when a man offers advice and says, this woman is terrific. The immediate assumption is there's something inappropriate in their relationship. Well, we've got to break that, and it depends both on the men and the women being willing to take those risks in order to achieve that relationship and that advantage for women, because they need it very badly.
All right, I wish we had time to go on. It's a subject we could talk endlessly about. I thank you so much for for joining us. The book is Breaking Through: Communication Techniques for Women to Succeed at Work. I got to go. I'm getting Skype from Uganda.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we welcome you. We've got a very, very busy, Wednesday morning. We've got four guests on, and I think you're going to like the content of every one of them. And our first one is, that's all right, I'll say it. It's kind of a favorite of mine, Alex Wilson. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Precious Timber. The website is PreciousTimber.com. It's a unusual investment venue for a lot of people. As Alex has mentioned in the past, probably if you got $100,000 to invest, this would be perfect with you. But it's something that is yielding great results, and yet you don't hear about it every day. You know, it's not as sexy as some other things like Google and other companies, Facebook, but it's a great opportunity for you. And I want to just say that Alex is not an investment advisor. He's not giving any investment advice. It's not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities or an invitation to purchase securities. Securities can only be sold by exemption or registration. Good morning, Alex. As always, a real pleasure to have you on.
Very good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Looking forward to this. And maybe a little bit of a different approach here this morning as you open up. You know, we talk about being socially conscious. We also talk about making money. So here's a question related to talk about what you do in relation to the people, our planet, and impact investing.
Yeah, well, we're in the agricultural space. We're down on the borders of Nicaragua and Costa Rica. We're in Central America, where the conditions are absolutely perfect for growing the world's commodities. We're particularly focused on tropical timber, the very valuable side of the timber world. Not 2x4s and plywood and the 2x4s, we're in the mahoganies and the teak and the cedars and the cherry wood. So it's the expensive side that ends up in the nice, you know, the nice furniture and interiors and what have you. And that region of the world has been a primary focus for lumber production for centuries. And consequently, some countries, in particular Nicaragua, of course, ruled by many people before they got control of their country themselves in the 80s. We all remember the Sandinista revolution, just like, you know, maybe the U.S. Had its revolution several hundred years before that. And our focus is on three things. The average person in that part of the world has had it tough when you've been run by a dictator for as many years as Nicaragua was. Of course, now it's a democracy. Now it's doing exceptionally well. Of course, many Americans are going there for vacations. Many more are actually going to escape and become expats. But the average Nicaraguan, the average Costa Rican, hasn't had a lifestyle that maybe you and I are used to. And so we're focused on people a lot, trying to help with their education, trying to help them socially, trying to help them gain a footing, to get a higher standard of living. So we're very focused on that. We're also focused on the environment. Nicaragua's forests were almost devastated. Millions of acres were felled, and that lumber was sent to the U.S. and Russia. And so we're replanting, we're reforesting the nation in a way in which is a lumber-producing country so that they can have another viable industry. And we do those things, obviously, for profit. So you use the right term, impact investing. That's basically a term that was coined, a decade or so ago, for investors that enjoy profit-making but also doing good at the same time.
So this whole industry is growing. What does your crystal ball tell you about the future, and who are the primary candidates to invest?
Well, the future for agriculture is very bright. I mean, you can take any, savvy, successful investor. You know, we can start with Jeremy Grantham from the GMO Fund, manages, over $100 billion. He says timber is the only low-risk, high-return asset that he's ever found. Timber has had a tremendous track record, beats the stock market. In fact, it probably beats every other asset class. Few people are invested in timber. The more you learn about it, the more you realize, oh my gosh, I should be invested in this space. Because as you asked, what's the future look like? Well, the future looks very good. Here's why. The population on the planet continues to grow. We're at 7 billion. We're going to be 9 billion. There'll be 11 billion one day. There might even be 20 billion one day. We all use, across the world, at the average of about a 100-foot log every year with all the different things that we come in contact with. So you can imagine billions and billions of trees are harvested for all of the reasons. And so what's nice about it from an investment point of view is it's not a cyclical commodity where, stocks go up and down, you have great years, then you have to say, oh my gosh, we had a crash. Biologically, your money grows with timber. Now, of course, you have to be patient. You can't just get in and get out. There is a little bit of an illiquidity factor to it. That actually is one that actually helps investors' portfolios because you can't just automatically get scared and get out. It kind of forces you to stay in. And so institutions and endowments and higher net worth investors are the ones generally taking advantage of the benefits that timber brings. But then there's the other side of the agricultural world, too. We're in the coconut world. We're in the coffee world. And, of course, both of those commodities are at ridiculously high interest. More and more people are drinking coffee. More and more people are consuming coconut-related products. So it's just a great place to store wealth. It's a great place to protect wealth. It's a great place to create income. It's just not that familiar to a lot of investors.
What about Google Impact Investing?
Excuse me?
Google Impact Investing.
Yeah, well, the impact investment world is definitely growing. In fact, by 2020, more than $1 trillion will be invested into impact investments across the world. Google is one of them that has been a leader in impact investing, finding projects that enhance society, enhance human nature, enhance, the planet that we live on. Most higher net worth investors are focused on that, doing good, as I said, by doing good financially. And so most definitely, I think over the next 10, 15, 20 years, you're going to see more and more investors become aware of it. Of that $1 trillion, there'll be $660 million worth of profit spinning off every year in impact investing. So it's just the time that we live in. We've used the planet, Stu, for, 250 years to continue to take all of the resources so that we can get things cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. It's time to give back.
Limited time here. I want to ask you about inflated projections for timber price growth.
Yeah, obviously you have, several things at play with timber. You have the fact that For 100 years or more, according to Jeremy Grantham, timber's values have risen at about 3.3% above the rate of inflation every year. Then you get on the stump, the growth, anywhere between, you know, 4, 6 to 8% growth every year just in volume in biological growth. And then when you turn that thing into a log and turn it into lumber, you get another 6%. So, you know, looking forward as we look at inflation, it's just a really good safe haven. So it's a very popular place for people that understand it. My issue is there's just not enough people that do understand it. So we work with accredited investors, people that are looking for some safe location that they can park their money.
That's always a pleasure. We're going to see you here next week. I'll tell you in advance, I'm wishing you a great 4th, July 4th weekend. Enjoy it. Get some rest.
Thank you.
All right, Alex Wilson. Precious Timber. Go to PreciousTimber.com. It's really, really worth following up on. This is Stu Taylor.
Flag Hill Distillery and Winery is the largest vineyard in New Hampshire. The beautiful vineyard can provide you with a majestic experience and unforgettable memories for your wedding day. Our event coordinators are here to help you coordinate your big day. From planning your farm-to-table menu, to building your event timeline, to executing setup and decorations. We are able to host beautiful, casually elegant weddings at our farm during the summer and fall seasons in our outdoor tented facility and welcome guests to enjoy our post and beam dining room during the winter months. To learn more, go to flaghill.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
We're back, and we're going to deal with the topic, especially since we're coming up to July 4th. That's of special interest to all of us in a negative way. We talk about the great threats that we face every single day in business and personally, and we've just had another major hacking incident that's been reported in the past day or so here. So here to talk about it as you prepare for your vacation is Gary Davis. He's Chief Consumer Security Evangelist at McAfee. And we're going to talk about this new study about consumers prioritizing convenience over security while on vacation. Big mistake, folks. Most of us have had consequences. Gary, good morning. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, if you've got an address, a tweet, or a website you'd like people to contact for information before we begin, because this is so important, I want to get it in.
Sure. You know, the best thing for your listeners to do is follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Gary J. Davis, GaryJDavis.
All right. Now that we have you on here, a little bit about your background and what you do and the problems that we're facing today and something that's gone from business straight through to consumer. Boy, every time I'm on the computer, I'm thinking, don't touch this, don't touch that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, to specifically to your question, I'm the Chief Consumer Security Evangelist for McAfee. In that role, I kind of keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the industry, the trends, the behavior that we're seeing with both consumers and businesses, and I use that information to inform our product strategy. And also, I do things like this, where I can get out and actually speak to people who will listen about some of the challenges they need to be aware of when they go online. And in this particular case, what we're seeing is we're all getting ready to go on our summer holidays, right? We're excited. We get a chance to decompress a little bit and enjoy some time with friends and family. But one of the observations we have is that when people go into that vacation mode, for lack of a better word, you know, they kind of lose sight of some of the online safety practices they should be thinking about. For example, when you're at home and you're using your PC, I make sure antivirus is up and running. I got to make sure I'm using a strong password on my Wi-Fi. I got to make sure that I have a firewall. So you just think about all the things you need to do to make sure that you can have a safe experience doing it that way. But when you go on vacation, you tend to ignore those things. You'll connect to a perhaps a spoof public Wi-Fi or something like that, or you won't use those same triggers that you use at home when you're on vacation. So that's really what we're talking about today is the importance of understanding that, you know, what you need, that you need to follow those same behaviors you do at home when you're on summer vacation.
And there's simplification here. Would you say that we shouldn't disconnect during vacation? Or can we get by just following certain rules and that you put forth?
Well, I would advocate that if you can disconnect, you know, because the whole idea behind summer vacation is to get away from those devices and give yourself a chance to recharge your batteries. But if you're one of those people like myself who struggle to do that, then what I would encourage you to do that in the safest possible way. A good example of this is if you need to use public Wi-Fi, only use it for things that won't divulge, you know, sensitive information. For example, if you want to go figure out a restaurant to go to for dinner or something like that where I'm vacation, you know, searching over public Wi-Fi, you're not going to be disclosing any sensitive information. But if for some reason you have to do a banking transaction or buy something online or something like that, instead of using public Wi-Fi, I would suggest you use your smartphone over the cellular network, because it's much less likely to have something bad happen.
Aha, good information. You did a study on this. I'm always one who's quantitative, empirically oriented to find out the results of the study. What did it show?
Well, you know, it was an extensive study, but some of the highlights I think worth mentioning are, you know, 81% of people actually go on vacation with the intention of disconnecting, which is up. We actually did this study last year, and last year only 45% of people said they were going to disconnect. So we've seen a dramatic increase in those with the intention of disconnecting, which I think is a good sign. You know, another, you know, key takeaway that at least I found interesting was, you know, that millennials or younger people in their 20s to 30s were more likely to disconnect than somebody a little bit older, right? We always think the millennials, while they've grown up online, you know, they can't possibly function without their devices. And in fact, they actually are better at doing it because they understand just how to do that disconnection, where it's harder if you're a little bit older to understand that. And another thing that I found interesting is that, and I kind of predicted this would be the case, more than half of people, 54% of the people that live in urban areas are anxious about being unplugged on vacation, where if you're from a rural community, a farming community or something like that, about 40% were more comfortable disconnecting. So we see differences between genders, between ages, between, you know, where you live and the behaviors that you take when you vacation.
All right, I'm on vacation. I'm stupid enough to do what a lot of other people do. I leave myself exposed. What do you have to tell people who get hacked and their personal information is stolen on vacation? What terrible feeling.
I know. You feel like such a victim. And that's, you know, one of the really bad things that I hate to talk about, but it's a truism, so we need to make sure people understand that, is once your data is out there, it's out there. It's not like you can go back to the dark web and say, well, I want to get all my data back. And so I guess what we would advocate is be mindful of the type of data you're sharing and when. You know, one of the things that we found over the past couple of years is that your personal data, things like your social security number, your date of birth, your address, things like that, are worth 10 times that of a breached credit card. And the reason for that is that information lasts forever. So a cyber criminal, they don't have to act on it today. They can act on it, you know, 5 years from now, because that information is likely not going to change.
All right, we've got less than a minute to go here. Just a quick comment on updating your device, installing security, locating an app, all stuff I don't know much about.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things we encourage consumers to do to really be safe when they're vacationing. As we talked about before, be careful where you browse from, right? If you have to use the web, do it and have to use public Wi-Fi. Do it in such a way that's not going to divulge any private information. And then finally, you know, if you're going to use your device when you're vacation, enable device location, because that, you know, without fail, you're going to forget your device in a restaurant, in a cab, or something like that. And having that software that allows you to locate it it's going to make your life a lot easier and a lot less.
All right, on that note, Gary Davis, Chief Consumer Security Evangelist at McAfee, thanks so much for the great tips, not only during the holiday season, but all of us should exercise at all times. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, I want to thank everyone for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.